for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yep, it's Loveline. I'm Dr. Drew. Adam Carolla again this evening. He'll be coming in about 9:20. Phone number here, LOVE191. And tonight we have the great pleasure of welcoming Dr. Gary Alter. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Dr. Alter is a urologist and plastic surgeon. He does gender reassignment, vaginal reconstruction, remodeling of the labia, hidden penis, penis curvature, penis implants, breast implants, etc., etc., etc. And, Adam actually last night said he wanted me to withhold you from coming on the show till he got here because he was so excited. These are things we deal with, and neither of us know. I certainly don't know anything about this. And we have a million questions, and our listeners have a million questions. And so you guys, this is your night. This is it. If you have the curvature problem, if you have the too small, the too big, the you don't like the labia, you're thinking about gender reassignment, whatever it is, Dr. Alter can answer this. And he's one of only five physicians in the United States who is board certified in both urology and plastic surgeons. And he's written a textbook he's kindly shared with me, which shows lovely pictures. Adam is going to keep that vomit noise handy, Anderson, because when Adam gets a hold of this book, it's going to be intriguing to see his response. But anyway, he's doing Jimmy Kimmel, and he'll be back in a few minutes. In the meantime, we will start and take some calls. Is there anything you want to get to, Dr. Alter?
Not really. I mean, it's great to be here.
Whatever they want to talk about. They will have questions, I guarantee it. Let's just start out with Justin, though. Justin 17. Justin, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? I get occasional cold sores. And I was wondering if, like, when I get a girlfriend, I go down on her, if there's any way she can, like, get herpes.
What do you think? Yeah, we're both shaking our head. Uh-huh. That's how you do it. That's probably how that happened, in fact. And both herpes type 1 and type 2 can occur on the genitalia. So, yeah, it's hard to tell if it's a herpes virus. It often is that causes these cold sores. And if you expose her genitalia to your mouth when you have an active outbreak, yeah, certainly you can transmit it.
So if it's not active, it's fine then?
Well, I can't say that either. It's probably fine.
Okay.
And certainly a lot of people have cold sores that don't pass it along, you know, and so it's probably okay. Let's talk to somebody about a pregnancy question. This is Emily. Is it hot in here or is it just me? It's incredibly stuffy when the mics are on. Emily, what's going on?
Hi. I'm 3 months pregnant, mm-hmm. and my boyfriend really doesn't want me to get an abortion. He's like, I'd be in really big trouble if I got one. And I just want to know what a miscarriage was like so I could pull it off to tell him I had one.
What it's like?
Yeah, because he...
So you're going to lie to him? You're going to get an abortion and then lie to him?
He's really kind of has like a temper problem, and if I get one and tell him I got one, then it wouldn't be good.
He's your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Is this your first pregnancy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And why are you with a guy that's such an asshole?
I don't know. I love him. It's kind of hard.
Unacceptable answer on this show, by the way. But I love him is not an acceptable
unacceptable
response. Oh, yeah. That's what we call the virtual Adam. There's a bunch of drops we have of him. You won't know the difference between him being here and just listening to the tape. I'm picking up something in your voice. Did you have a kind of a difficult time growing up yourself?
My dad was an alcoholic.
Dad is an alcoholic.
What are you going to do?
Was he sort of abusive?
Yeah.
So you had to deal with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
my boyfriend isn't like nearly as bad as him. He's just kind of like...
I understand, but do you understand how when growing up you have these traumatic experiences, when puberty hits, that stuff becomes wired into your brain in such a way as to cause attraction. And so mm-hmm. while you may not have seen this guy, your current boyfriend, and thought, oh, here's a guy who's going to abuse me. He seemed like a nice guy, right?
Yeah.
At first, but your brain knew this was a guy that could abuse, and you did it. You've recreated what you had with your dad now.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're thinking about lying and cheating, and you're upset, and you're worried about retribution from this guy. That's bad times, right?
Yeah.
Go do it. Listen, why don't you just go make up your mind, go to Planned Parenthood and discuss with them what you want to do and get support from people who can help you with this, and then deal with the boyfriend. Don't worry about lying to him at this point. Worry about getting adequate support and proper care, okay?
Okay, well, I want him to get the abortion as soon as possible because I don't want it.
You've got to get it as soon as possible because he won't be eligible for it if you wait much longer.
Really?
And in terms of what a miscarriage is, sometimes people don't notice it. Sometimes it's painful, a lot of bleeding. Anything else she should, if she's going to...
I mean, I would just say, you know, if you have the child, you got to think that you're going to be with him one way or the other
yeah.
for the rest of your life. And you just got to do what's right for you.
And you know, this guy will never stick around, too. All right, here we go. These calls are going to be for you if I can get them to pot
right,
up here.
Here we go.
Hey, screeners, why am I not able to get... Let's try this one. Oh, you know what's happened? We have inadvertently signed off of the... Why don't you talk a little bit about what it is you do in your practice? You're in Beverly Hills, is that right?
Right. I'm in Beverly Hills. My practice is plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I do all kinds of cosmetic surgery, but I also have a subspecialty in genital reconstruction and genital cosmetic problems.
So, yeah, I was just looking in your textbook about how you recreate. This question we always had was, where does the penis come from when you're trying to recreate, when you create a penis from a female, for a female?
For a female, the state of the art right now is to develop a penis-looking organ. In other words, it's a neophallus,
thing.
And what it really comes from is from the tissue of the forearm. So the skin and the fat underneath the forearm is rolled into
a tube,
that looks like a penis, and a tube that has a urethra or a urinary channel.
A plastic urethra? I mean,
a real urethra that the skin is folded under, and so that you're able to urinate.
So the epithelium it's a keratinized epithelium.
It's the skin.
Skin.
Good times.
So it's all folded to look like a penis, and then it's transferred to the pelvic area with one of the two arteries of the forearm. And along with several veins and with nerves. And all these are reconnected microscopically to the pelvic area.
What kind of feeling do they get?
About 60 to 70% will get erogenous sensation, so they can have orgasms, etc.
But because it's the pudendal nerve or whatever.
Because you are connecting a sensory nerve of the arm to the clitoris nerves.
Oh, my goodness.
So they grow together.
Do they still orgasm?
Some do, sure.
And is it because of rubbing the area closest to the clitoris, or is it actually the nerve going out to the penis?
Yeah, the nerve from the clitoris, where it's connected to the nerve from the new penis, it'll grow together, and then you can subsequently get orgasms.
All right, we have a bunch of questions now. This is Mike, 16. Mike?
Yeah, hi.
All right, Dr. Alter's here. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a 4-inch penis, like, erect, and I was just wondering, like, what are... ways of effectively, like, enlarging it.
No, I have sort of ancillary questions to this. He's 16. At what point would you intervene in a young person? Do you wait till 21 in all cases?
I wouldn't say you have to wait till 21. I mean, I'd say you have to wait till the adolescent is pretty much done with puberty.
Which?
I guess 17, 18. I mean, that pretty much they're done growing usually at that time. But, you know... Lengthening the penis or getting a penis larger is still in development. And let me just state this, that if you want more length, there's no magic cures. If you listen to all these ads and all this propaganda that goes in the magazines and all these pills that you take to get your penis large, then you're listening to false information. The real truth is that it's not easy to get a penis longer.
Uh-huh.
And if you want a longer penis surgically, what is done is there is a ligament that holds the penis to the pelvic bone. And surgically, that ligament is released. Now, that in itself does not cause your penis to be larger. But what you get the penis length from is by stretching the penis over time. And that is done with weights or stretching devices. You can stretch any part of your body.
Yeah, but now, I understand that. But the corpus cavernosus, the body that swells with blood during erection... Wouldn't it just be the skin stretching over that, like an elephant's trunk sticking off the end of it?
No. Because what happens is after you do the operation, you cut the ligament, or even before, there are special weights or stretching devices that are made that connect to the penis and pull the penis.
How about these vacuum devices and all that
stuff? The vacuum devices can give you some increased length. And
does it go back when you stop using these things?
Over a period of time, if you have gotten the length... that it probably doesn't, or you might have to occasionally use it to maintain, just like weightlifting.
Do you know what the sort of maximum anticipated lengthening would be?
Well, unfortunately, the larger your penis is to start with, the more gain you're probably going to get with the stretching devices. Huh. And if you take the analogy that you have a rubber band, you're going to get more gain with a longer rubber band.
There's also other images that occur to me that you're going to tear your penis off if you have a short, small rubber band.
So, no. But, okay, good. You know, what happens is, over a period of time, if you wear these stretching devices, and that's maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes, once or twice a day, but for months and months and months, you may gain some length.
Does it change the girth then, too? Or is that length that narrow?
Yeah, it does not narrow. It has not been shown. And apparently your body is producing more tissue that, according to the stresses, so that the length gets larger and the girth stays the same. Now, there are also operations which are very controversial that increase girth. And I used to do those, but I don't do those anymore.
Why?
Because there are complications with it. And when you, and there are different ways to increase the girth, but I found that it worked well most of the time, or it worked adequately most of the time, the various different operations. But when you take a man that is very self-conscious about the appearance of his penis and the size, and then if you get a subsequent
bad outcome. Like a hernia.
Then it like your hernia. Worse. Then what happens is the man is totally devastated, so that you've created a functional problem.
Now what about that issue of how guys sort of relate to their penis? That we a lot of our callers, when they are fixated on the penis, very often they are sort of reclusive or have social phobias, and the penis becomes sort of a symbol for self. Their self-esteem is in the toilet, and if they lengthen the penis, then my esteem will be better. Do you ever get into that with people? Do they have evaluations to begin with of any type?
Yeah. Formal evaluations, no. But what you're saying is really true. Because, I mean, you have to just take it yourself. Theoretically, okay, you have a relatively normal, maybe you got a super normal penis. But put yourself in the position of somebody who has a deformity of their penis, whether real or perceived.
Yes.
And then when they date, or when they interact, or when they're around the locker room being self-conscious, then what happens is they try to avoid situations where they might be exposed.
But I you know, those are the folks with the genuine, real, you know, problems, with like the one-inch penis and stuff. But we have a lot of our callers, they call and they say, you know, I have to have a bigger penis. Well, how big is your penis? Well, 7 inches.
Well, obviously, you know, it's
Would you do that? Would you work on that type of person?
The answer to that is yeah.
You would still work.
Yeah. Because, and I think it's only justified to work on it if you're doing an operation that really has minimal to no complications.
All right. So now back to Mike. Mike, you still there?
Yeah.
Did you hear all that?
Yeah, I have a question about the ligament. Like, how does that work? Do you just take it out and it, like loosens it or something?
What you do is you surgically, an incision is made and it's cut. And that really doesn't add any length, but it enables more of your penis to be free to be stretched. So what happens is by cutting the ligament, you will gain more length over time if you use the stretching devices.
And that's so, the only reason. So if Mike walked, a 16-year-old Mike walked into the office, would you do the cut, or would you just start the stretching, or what would you do? Or wait a couple
I'd probably
years?
Wait.
Wait a couple years.
And 16, he needs his parents' approval anyhow.
All right, so Mike, hang on, all right?
Right.
Wait. Okay. How long is your penis? 4 inches?
4 inches.
All right. I'm going to give out Dr. Alter's phone number so that those of you who do want to get in touch with him and have these kinds of issues, it's 310-275-5566. 310-275-5566. The website also, www.altermd, no spaces, altermd.com. All right. Thanks, Mike. Good luck. This is, let's try another curvature question. This is Chris, 23. Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. I had a question. You guys were talking about the curvature of the penis.
Yeah.
And about it being, is that, like, okay, as long as I've ever been able to get an erection, it is curved down.
Like kind of, towards the floor?
Yes.
But a banana curve, not a hockey puck at the tip?
No, more of
Does that make a difference?
Not really. The way, it not a banana, well...
An angle.
Okay, if you can, Gonzo from Sesame Street, if you can think about that.
I don't know what that means, but I love the image.
not that extreme, but I mean, pretty close, you know.
All right, hold on a second. The reason I asked about the tip, because my experience has been that if it's sort of just the tip, sometimes that's a complication of circumcision, right? That
No, it's not just the tip. It happens about midway through, like that.
No.
So, now, okay, a couple questions. One, is that something about the way I've placed it as a child? Not as a child, but,
hold on. Yeah, Chris, our callers are concerned that they masturbate in a certain direction and that it causes a curvature.
No,
basically.
You didn't cause it.
Right.
Okay? You didn't do anything wrong.
Okay.
Theoretically,
it's just
I mean,
you.
You know,
yeah, you may have done things wrong, but not to your penis.
I mean, I don't know what kind of...
How about, is this... At what point is a curvature pathological? At what point is it Peyronie's? And at what point is vitamin E a viable...
Well, there's a couple questions that I want to ask first. Is the opening of your urinary channel at the tip of your penis? Or is it a little bit on the underside?
No, it's at the tip.
It's at the tip. Well... If you've had this all your life, then you were born with congenital curvature of your penis. And
okay.
In other words, there's a certain percentage of men that are born with curvatures, whether it be down, up, or sideways, one way or the other. And that's just the way you were born. It can be corrected surgically.
Okay.
If you go to a doctor that really knows what he's doing, it can be fixed not too difficult.
Does it shorten the penis to do that?
It may shorten it a little bit. It will. What you imagine is if you had an erection and if you just take bend your penis towards making it straight, that's the length you would have surgically if it's fixed. Now, this is a different situation than Peyronie's disease, which is an acquired curvature.
So it's a plaque. And the acquired caused by trauma? Is it?
It's usually caused by trauma. It's found out more that it's probably due to traumatic intercourse, whether you know it or not.
Rather than masturbation?
Well, whether it's
some sort of stimulation.
Yeah, some kind of trauma.
And that is amenable to a trial of vitamin E?
No, you always try these things.
Yeah.
Vitamin E and all these other different treatments. But really... With Peyronie's disease, which is acquired curvature, I mean, usually in men over 45, and it gets more as you get older.
And they have pain with it, too, usually.
They
right?
can have pain during the initial stages and more severe curvatures and deformities and narrowing, et cetera, than the congenital curvatures.
Narrowing of the shaft
narrowing
of the penis?
Narrowing the shaft, yeah. It can be very, very deforming, and it can shrink the penis. It can be a terrible disease.
And let's clarify, if the tip, the urethra doesn't make it all the way to the tip, that would be a procedure that wouldn't shorten the penis. You would sort of extend it out and up and right.
If the urethra, which is the urinary opening, doesn't go all the way to the tip, that's another congenital, i.e., you're born with it, problem, and that is repaired by freeing up scar tissue on the underside and extending the urethra all the way out. But you also may have to do a surgery can shorten it a little bit to straighten it out. And they kind of go hand in hand, those surgeries.
All right, Chris?
All right, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, so far, I don't know, are there any more questions to be asked? It's everything you want to know about curvature and more.
Well, that's perfect. Like, from what you guys have said, it's more, I'm pretty sure it's natural. Now, as far as straightening it, like, is that a dangerous procedure?
If it curves down, like I said, you have to go to a doctor that knows what he's doing.
Okay.
And it's not a dangerous, I mean, if it's a doctor knows what he's doing, the surgery isn't that painful. The surgery
At what point is it necessary to do that procedure?
The way I look at it with curvatures is necessary if it bothers you either physically or emotionally.
No.
So in other words, if you're really self-conscious about it and you think you're abnormal, fix it. Because it's
a simple
somebody
procedure.
Knows what they're doing. It's not a real simple operation, but I mean, it's a slam dunk if the guy knows what he's doing.
My concern, though, is that if this is a guy who's obsessing about his penis, then he comes back. Now it's too short.
No.
That's not the thing. I would really like it straight, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I've been with girls where it's like it's kind of hurt them because it has been curved down, and it's just...
Well, down is sort of the right direction for the vagina, but anyway,
wrong.
310...
That is wrong, actually.
That's wrong?
Yeah, that is wrong.
She's sort of angled this way.
No, you want to curve up if you're going to curve.
That's what I've heard.
Well, that's to get the right stimulation.
No, you want to curve up, because if it curves down, and you're missionary style, you're going to fall out, or it's not going to go in as well.
Okay, right, exactly. Doing it the other way, I've heard better reactions from experience. Anyways, but as far as...
310...
Straight, it's like, it's something, it's not like, it's more like a self-conscious type kind of thing, like you guys said.
310-275-5566 if you want to get that done, all right?
All right, thanks.
You're not far away. He's over there in Beverly Hills. You're right in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like 10 minutes. Really appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, good times.
All right.
The guys with curvatures down, though, generally are just more worried about the appearance. This guy specifically was concerned about the falling out, which was interesting, but not heard about that.
You know, let me tell you, I think they're concerned with both. On some cases, it does cause problems with intercourse, and it can cause the partner some discomfort. But I think appearance is very important, as do I think most guys, because it's like I said before, and it's like you mentioned, it's a self-esteem issue, and if you think you're abnormal or you think you're some kind of deviant, you're gonna hesitate from getting intimate with somebody.
Okay, one quick one from Jacqueline, who's 25. Jacqueline?
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to know if it was possible to have one of my, I have one inverted nipple, if it's possible to have that popped out now.
Yes, there are surgeries to inverted nipples are frequently caused by the glands and firm tissue that are pulling the nipple in, and there are various different operations that can be done to release that and to get your nipple into a normal.
Is it important for any reason other than appearance? Do they have discomfort or is anything?
It's probably more for appearance.
Is it usually both sides of women have it, or is it one side?
It could be either way.
Either way, pretty much. All right, so here we are. We are talking rebuilding the penis, rebuilding the vagina, rebuilding the breast with Dr. Gary Alter. Adam will probably burst in the door here in about, let's see, it's 21:10, about 45 seconds. His phone number is 310-275-5566 if you're interested in the procedures he's offering. He's written a textbook, and he's kindly agreed to come in here and share this with us tonight because this is a topic. Those of you that listen regularly know that we sort of deal with the way we deal with, but maybe not as a sophisticated way as we should. And so tonight we're going to the source and dealing with it once and for all. So the phone number here again is LOVE 1-800-LOVE-191, and we'll be right back with more Loveline.
Hey everybody, it's Loveline. I'm back. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew over there. Dr. Alter over there. Gary Alter.
Kind of an ironic name, isn't it?
Well, did you get into that?
No. Go ahead.
Is that your real name?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I was meant to be.
Really?
Yeah. It's...
I have to apologize. Last night, I had no idea. I figured Alter was just a code name, so some crazy religious fundamentalist didn't try to, you know, look you up and shoot you, which has got to be my next question. But I predicted crazy nationality.
Completely wrong.
Yeah. I figured something Indian, you know. It just seemed like a kooky enough line of work that it would have to attract the kooky
what
nationality.
Find out him, he's got it. Like he's very serious about it. It's urology and plastic surgery, and he does the real S.
How much? How much
for what?
The gender swap. Average.
Do you want to be?
Average.
You want to be a boy to girl?
I'd like to be more man. No. How much for your average? I mean, is 90% of your business? In the gender reassignment is male to female?
Yeah, most of it is male to female.
Is it 90% or
no,
75%?
Of just the
gender reassignment.
The gender reassignment, it's probably 90%.
All right.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is
I went to junior college.
What's
I could
interesting
figure that
is
out.
The female, the males mm-hmm. frequently don't want anything done to their genitalia.
They just want
the best. They might want. They take testosterone. They get hair on their face. You would never pick them out of a crowd as being
really?
A genetic female.
They want their breasts removed?
Yes, that's what they usually want. So they do surgery to contour the chest and remove the breasts and try to make the scars minimal.
Now, what about the efficacy of something like this? I mean, amputation, really, of healthy organs. Is it a problem? Are you hassled by the board or the man?
No. I mean, No. These people.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
it's not a surprising question, wouldn't it?
Well, let me say, if you did it on somebody that wasn't a true transsexual,
But that just means nuts, though.
No, that's not true.
You mean,
it does not.
You mean a woman who's actually trapped inside a man's body?
Exactly.
I see.
Okay. I'm not talking about transvestites or...
No, this is a case where a woman is physically trapped inside of a man's body.
Or vice versa.
Like if Napoleon was trapped inside of Drew or Jesus was trapped inside of me, you'd have to do something. Right? I'm just saying, I said that this is the excuse they use. Like, no, there's a woman trapped inside this man's body. I mean, that's a medically sound.
Yeah, it is. It's for real.
It is for real. Please. It's just these people are insane.
No, they're not. Actually, they're much saner than most people walking on the streets.
Well, I know, but the bar isn't set too high, especially for people walking.
Not in Los Angeles, yeah. That's for sure. But.
All right, so how much, and I mean, just average, does it cost? Oh, by the way, okay, so let's just say you're going for the full plate. In the reassignment. You're getting everything on the menu.
Either way.
Well, no, because it's different depending on male, female.
Well, no, I know. Okay. But here's my question. Drew, shut your pie hole for just one second. Can you remove his pie hole?
He's on the schedule for tomorrow, actually.
Remove his pie hole, and I want to hang it from my rear view like a graduation tassel. No, here's what I'm saying. With everything on the menu, what's it cost for male to female, and what's it cost female to male?
It's tough to tell that, and the reason why I say that is, if you talk a male to female just with the genital surgery, sure, you can give a cost, okay? To have the surgery.
Well, how much?
The surgery costs like $25,000 to $30,000.
Okay? Reasonable.
Yeah, and that includes hospital stay, surgeon's fees.
You wanted more than that for Dawson's Creek. A lot more.
But Drew, it's a bar. It's like, we're going to cut your penis and testicles off. It's only going to cost you $30,000. Hey, wow. You don't have to shop around at those prices. And here's the other thing, too. No one can really shop around. It's like, oh, I'm going across the street.
No, they do shop around.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How many doctors
do
this?
Well, what they do is they go all over the world. And it's actually a very... patients are very cost conscious on that type of thing because a lot of these people, unfortunately, don't have a lot of money. And they go to Thailand or all over the place.
Oh.
You know?
Who's paying for this now? Is it just out of their pocket?
Usually it's out of their pockets. In the city of San Francisco recently, for their city workers, have included sex change and some related operations.
Such a utopia they're creating over there. It's really great.
Actually, I was just approached by one of the large insurance carriers who is going to carry it too for some organization. So things things are changing.
How many are done a year approximately? Not by you, but just in general.
Oh, the thousands.
Really?
Yeah, thousands all over the world.
Probably slept with a few.
What about your arm? Your usual arm analogy. The possessed arm.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, because we're getting back to the efficacy of the whole thing. My argument for this is the doctors and the proponents of this say, well, you got a woman trapped inside a man's body. What are you going to do? You have to release the woman, which, of course, is a ridiculous argument. I mean,
but whatever. So
all right, but then I say, well, what if I said my left arm was possessed and I couldn't stop punching myself or picking out my hair and I needed you to remove it? Would you remove it?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not a bad analogy, actually.
It's too good. That's your problem.
No, it's not, because I can answer it.
Go ahead.
Okay? Because that is something that can be cured, almost certainly. And
why?
Why?
I mean, I cannot stop beating myself with my left arm, which
or
isn't
forget,
too far
forget
from the
a
truth,
behavior.
Actually.
Just say you hate your left arm.
I need it to go.
My left arm is trapped inside my body and needs to be removed.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a good analogy.
Well, would you do it?
I wouldn't do
it. But you wouldn't do
it. I wouldn't do it.
But the penis? Off with the penis. That afternoon.
It's gone. No, the patient.
That's what you got to focus on right there.
The patients actually go through many years of... At least 1 year where they've been on hormones.
Right.
1 year where they've lived entirely as the opposite sex. And 1 year... under therapy. So they've gone through the life experience and the hormones, et cetera, so that once the Harry Benjamin Society started with these guidelines, then it is really unusual, very rare for a patient to regret having done the surgery.
And does anyone ever, I'm sure people go back. once in a while.
It's very, very rare.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Do you save their penis just to play it safe?
Well, you use it to make the vagina.
You do?
Yeah, you use it to make the clitoris.
So you just sort of fillet it.
You don't, well, to some extent, but you use the parts. You don't just throw them away.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I mean,
when you make guacamole, you don't throw away the seed. You put it in there. It stops it from turning brown.
I didn't know that.
You know,
that.
I just keep thinking about Dr.
that.
Alter.
He's not from California.
Here's the thing. Drew's a doctor, too. I know how parents think. It's true. Your mom's like, we got Jewish family, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, thank God he's a doctor. Oy vey, cutting off sponsors. Oh, my God. Talk about feast and famine. Like, when did they find out about this, and how humiliated were they?
The stuff
they
I
were humiliated.
No,
Dad's walking around with a sack on his head.
Dad just knows he's a plastic surgeon. He's a plastic surgeon. That's all he needs to know.
He changed his name to Alterman. His father.
I have a question. A lot of the male to female transsexuals I have dealt with continue to do so in order to have a relationship with lesbians. Which again suggests that it's much more complicated than a woman being trapped inside a man's body. The whole whatever the gender identity issues are, it's very complicated. Do you find that too, or has that just been the
I would say a significant percentage stay with women. A lot of them go with men, and some of them answer that they are not concerned about what sex
they're attracted to.
What they look for is just somebody that they can really relate to.
And how good can you make a penis look where there wasn't a penis before?
Oh, yes. Take a look.
Well, not great. Well, let's put it to you this way.
Pictures look good.
Yeah, whoa.
First of all, I don't do
hold
those.
Hold on, right? Like, I'm just looking at the book, and it's like looking at a shark attack. It's like this surfer washed up on the beach in Redondo, 1967.
I told Anna she'd get the vomit sound ready.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, dear Lord, no. But, it can pass as what? A weenie that's been left on the barbecue too long. You know, the next day, you know, like you get drunk. You know, when you barbecue, you get loaded, and then you come in the next morning, you're cleaning up, and you see that one you missed that kind of fell off to the side. Is that what it looks like?
No.
I mean, it's never going to be mistaken for
a real one,
a God-given one, right?
Well,
you're doing the
best you can.
Right.
I don't really do those operations anymore because it really requires a team, but there's a few guys in the country and a few guys in the world that will do the female to male,
right,
where you make a full of penis,
right.
Now one other operation that you do for females to males is because they've been on testosterone, male hormone, for a long time, the clitoris gets large.
Nice. how big will they get?
I'll answer that. One of the operations is to free up the clitoris, straighten it out, and wrap it in skin. So what happens is they get a rather thin new penis,
right,
basically, which can, in some instances, be 2 to 3 inches long.
Wow.
Yeah.
And be as sensitive as...
Yeah, absolutely as sensitive.
And you leave the end of the clitoris?
Yeah. No, all you're doing is freeing it up and straightening
it. Right. But you create a head for the penis by wrapping the... No, that's bigger than mine.
Well,
how dare you?
This is a fake-o. This is why it has penis removed.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, that's not the clitoris one, though.
That's the sewed-on.
Jesus, you scared me, Drew. The clitoris was made into a bigger penis than I got? It's horrible. Oh, man.
Yeah, that one's about 4 inches long.
This one.
Yeah, bigger than
wait
mine.
Wait a minute. Now, what is this one I'm looking at here?
That's made out of an arm.
Really?
Forearm.
Yeah.
Forearm muscle from a forearm?
No, the skin and tissues of the arm.
Oh.
That's with it still in play. I don't think you want to look at that too
your
much.
Your parents. Mother. Oh, this is so horrible. Let me tell you something.
Ashley, my mother's probably listening to this, so say hi to her for me.
If any, we get at least 3 or 4 calls a week, guys beating off too much, right?
Yes.
They're going at themselves 6, 7 times a day.
Yes.
Get this Ehrlich and Alter's Reconstructive and Plastic Surgery of the External Genitalia book, and I believe me, we'll put a dent
That night you'll stop.
Couldn't hoit. It just couldn't. Whatever you're doing, go ahead and just cut that number in half. This is going to slow me down.
Yeah, tonight you're in trouble.
Yeah, it may take up to 3 minutes. It may. All right, Dr. Alter, such a lovable guy. I was all ready to get into Dr. Alter, but I can't help it. He seems like good people.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the why take a call? What's the bulk of your work now? What's the bulk of your practice?
Okay, I'd say about 30% to 40% is regular cosmetic surgery, from breast enlargements, facelifts, etc.
Right.
10-20% of sex changes.
Right.
I do a lot of labia reductions on women.
Really?
Yeah. I developed an operation to reduce the size of the inner lips of women and maintain the normal anatomy.
Right.
Which is very different than the operation than other doctors do, and I published that in the literature
Years ago. How about hymen reconstruction?
That can be done, too, to make it...
Do you get many requests for that?
I don't do much of that.
No wacky Middle Easterns
They're pretty much the ones that want that.
Yeah, they got that oil money.
Vaginal
be like a mafia doctor to Middle Eastern guys for hymens.
Repairing female vaginal mutilation.
You know, I've seen a few of those, and most the ones that I have seen have been so badly mutilated that there really is nothing I could do for them. Now, I'm sure there are some that I haven't seen that I can do things to reconstruct them. It's very what I saw.
Can't judge. We can't judge.
All cultures
these are
the same.
Yeah, these are just different cultures. Everything's different, not bad.
No, that I can judge.
No, we can't judge.
No, female mutilation.
Different culture. Cannot judge. Can't judge. Everything's the same. Every culture. They're all the same. You mutilate your 10-year-old's vagina. You give them a bar mitzvah. It's all the same. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
I had to get that message across that everything's the same and no cultures are bad.
That's very politically correct.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So what I see on the ones that I have seen is these women, as a protective mechanism, have a lot of denial that they actually are as bad as they really are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so they don't want to come forth. Because on the ones that I've seen, and I have to be kind of honest with them,
it's
kind of devastating to them.
That they find out there's nothing to be done.
Yeah,
and these are
really
clitorectomies, or these are sewing
up the vagina?
I've seen
clitorectomies. I've seen it where the clitoris is removed, the inner labia removed. It's just horrible.
But we can't judge.
Of course not.
We cannot judge.
The New England Journal did an article about 3 or 4 years ago reviewing all the different kinds of mutilation, and the thing that surprised me about that article at least claimed that most of these women retained orgasmic function.
It's very possible. And because you see it, I can say when you see it on transsexuals, because the way I do a male to female transsexual is I leave a portion of the head of the penis with the nerves attached, which embryologically is the same thing as a clitoris.
Smart. That's my move too, by the way.
Okay.
That's all you got. What are you
talking
about? How dare you.
So I leave that to get more sensation. Okay. And with theoretically, you think, well, if you don't have that, the patient's not going to have an orgasm.
Right.
But on some patients where that's removed, because the older techniques, and in fact some doctors are still doing that, they just remove the head of the penis and
penis.
Yeah, they just remove it. And those women oftentimes can still get orgasms. And they get sensation maybe from, you know, pelvic stimulation or whatever, and they do get orgasms. Now, it's very difficult to determine exactly, you know, whether the sensation really is any different than it would be if they had it, a clitoris or not.
Oh, okay. This is
a phantom clitoris.
All right, Dr. Gary Alter is in studio tonight. So tonight we'll steer our questions toward Dr. Alter.
Yeah, we have a few odds and ends in there, but we got to take a break now.
Yes, we do. But I think we should utilize his expertise.
No, believe me, we did just that in the first segment.
All right.
We've got a lot of good stuff.
All right. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Gary Alter in studio tonight. One of only 5 physicians in the United States who's board certified in both urology and plastic surgery. See there? There's where the Jewish parents are proud.
Yeah. Right there.
Then the Schwanz lopping comes in.
What are you going to do with both those boards? Well, you do both of them. You got to put them in good use.
It's true. You got to combine them. It's like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup commercial. You got the peanut butter over here. You got the chocolate over there. Pow. Right in the groin. All right. Let's take some questions for Dr. Alter. He's being a good sport, by the way. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah, what's up? I am fixing to graduate, and I'm really wanting Catholic plans for my graduation.
Catholic
plans.
I was plans.
Just curious on like how much it costs. And
why do you want those?
Yeah.
Why do you want them?
I'll tell you why he wants them.
I want to hear from him. But you right. can tell me, too.
I have skinny calves because calves, you're just born with them,
yeah.
or you're not.
Yeah.
And if you have skinny calves, all the running, all the climbing, all the hiking, all the weight training in the world
yeah.
doesn't make a dent in it. And you walk around with these spindly, knobby legs. Why should you? If they could put something in there, why not?
Is yeah, I mean, I work out like 6 days a week, and my quads are big and everything.
Are you bodybuilding?
Well, actually, I'm a powerlifter, but I'm like really lean for a powerlifter, so I really focus on how I look.
Do you take steroids?
No, never took steroids. Fine.
He's 17.
What? You're a 17-year-old powerlifter? Do you compete?
Yeah.
And you stay in a weight class?
Yeah, I lift. I'm benching right now. I'm weighing about 162, benching 364.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Well, wait a minute. But you just do that for your own sort of yeah. avocation. You're not competing in anything.
Yeah, actually, I do compete. I compete with the American Powerlifting Federation.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right. So what about the calf implants? You do any of those?
I don't do them, but I have in the past. It's not a difficult operation. The recovery can be somewhat painful.
Do they move? Do they float?
No, they usually, I mean, you get a doc that does a lot of them. It's a pretty good operation. It could look good.
And how much does it cost?
I don't do them, so I can't tell
it's
you.
It's got to be cheaper than a boob job, right? I mean,
oh,
simpler.
No, it's probably right around the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, about right in there. There you go, one of each.
I always
you know?
Got the feeling with the boobs, they give you a little break because they could take that before picture and then just put that in their catalog. You know what I mean? So, we'll knock off 1500. Take your top off, baby. Let me get the Polaroid. But, so...
That's just Marcel.
Boob job. That's true. Boob job is, you know Dr. Marcel?
No.
Probably you guys go to the same swingers parties and stuff.
Yeah, right. I don't know who the guy is.
You go over to the Adonis side of the sandals beach
Come
club.
On, okay. Easy.
All right, Brian.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be like $4,000, $5,000.
Yeah.
Right?
My spidey senses are off on a 17-year-old that's so focused on his physical
right.
image.
I'm with you. Wait a little bit.
Works out 12 hours a week, and he is getting implants in his calves. So.
Did see a news story where a guy, one of these PM magazine stories, where a guy went with the calf implants, got the flesh-eating virus thing,
sure,
had to pull the thing out, had to de-glove the guy. Yeah. I mean, now he's a cripple.
No, there are some terrible complications from
right.
it.
Right, but nothing inherent to the calf. I swear to Christ I'm going to get this thing through. They have skinny legs. Why not? You're respected. I'm telling you, especially during the summertime.
I've seen how you treat Anderson. He's got the big calves.
He's got the big calves.
Yeah.
I step aside when he comes down the hall.
I've seen you do that. Yeah. Anderson, he respects you. You got that?
All right. Drew, you got another call?
Just keep
here?
Going. Just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just
oh,
right
really?
Down the line, yeah.
All right. Well, how the hell am I supposed to do that?
I was going to tell you that. I beg your pardon.
Nathan?
Whoa, dude, what's up?
What's happening? Spicoli,
hey.
You're 15.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
When is that movie coming out?
May.
He shot a movie with the Olsen twins.
Yeah, I heard.
Man, it's big time. No, not you.
He's talking to Dr. Alter.
Oh.
But my
all right, buddy. There you go. See what happens when you go down the line, by the way?
I'm much more interested in you guys going and buying my book right now.
That's
right. The book is called Cracked. Please get the book. It's got tons of good information. I want people to read that.
I'm interested in you getting this photograph book of all the plastic surgery to the penis.
I'm leaving that with you guys.
Are you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. No, it's good.
We
got questions about this.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. All right. Tracy?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, I am. That's correct.
All right. You want to know the difference between orgasm and coming?
Yes. Well,
same
I was
word.
Wondering if there was a difference for women.
It's the same. The word means the same thing.
Well, some women actually produce something.
And that's called an ejaculation then.
Right.
For
it is.
Women.
All right.
Yeah, but the word to come and to orgasm are precisely the same.
Really? You looked it up?
I've just declared it as such.
I got a little controversy here.
No, because I would say to ejaculate.
To ejaculate is coming. I would.
That's
say.
What
okay?
I think too.
Okay, orgasm is a physical muscle response.
Drew with the
ejaculation.
Puss on, I agree with the
smart
ejaculation
doctor, Dr. Alter. Is the release of the fluid.
And well, ejaculation is, but I think
and that's
think,
come. But most people, obviously, on most people,
yeah.
they're hand in hand. But
yeah.
they're different. In a male, they're different mechanisms. Ejaculation is a different mechanism than erection, and you know, you put it all the whole thing together is an orgasm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, they're all kind of come together as a.
So you take the balls, you take the erection, you take the semen, you put it in a Cuisinart.
We need like a Geneva Convention on this thing because yeah. to come is to climax.
It's to climax. Right,
okay,
like
but to have come emitted, some people may consider that coming.
Right.
Well,
and, right. There's a. This is a. We have a semantic issue.
It's a Geneva Convention.
We have semantics here.
Time and it's gone on. It's gone on for thousands of years. This argument over dinner tables.
All right, we got
all right. Oh, Drew. And Dr. Alter, maybe you come in here and take Drew's place. You know, he's on the road a lot.
Good. It'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I'd love to do it. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah,
it'd be good.
Bruce, move over, buddy.
Hey, you're out of here.
Bruce, Dr. Bruce, this close to killing himself as it is.
I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple times.
Driving the Camry, his sister came. He's probably leaving a trail of tears down the 91.
Stop.
All right. No, he's good people. He's good people. Dr. Alter here does the genital business. Dr. Drew here. Drew, why don't you go look up cum during the break? Dr. Alter and I'll hang here.
Right.
We'll be back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Hold on, I got to send a coffee message to Lawrence. You got to dump a little more cream in there, would you, baby doll? Just a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of us.
All right.
Sorry.
God bless you. And are you shoving that in the microwave like Drew's?
No.
Okay, because Drew likes his like 700 degrees.
Whatever.
Dr. Alter.
Yo.
You know what's funny? It's like. Like, there's this thing where it's like, I got my coffee mug here, and I see junior producer Lauren stepping out of the room, and I realize my coffee ain't right. And there's a part of me that thinks, maybe I should do, come on, you're on the radio, buddy. Give her hand signal or something. Try to relay more cream or something. And then there's part of me goes, screw it. I need more coffee. Talk. That's for morning shows. People are stoned, they're drunk, they're asleep who listen to this show. They don't care if I talk to Lauren about putting a little more cream in the coffee, right, Drew?
It's the reality component.
People yeah, they like it.
Like this.
But not you punching. No, don't punch the mic. Dr. Alter, Dr. Gary Alter in our studio tonight. He does gender reassignment. He does the, I like it when the sac and the penis are married. He can divorce them,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's a penal scrotal webbing.
Mm-hmm. The web.
Yeah, on the underside, yeah.
I'd keep that just so I could shine the flashlight through it.
Just for novelty?
Yeah.
Something to do.
Yeah. And have you ever seen it completely attached?
Well, let me say this. I mean, sometimes when guys are circumcised,
mm-hmm.
too much skin is removed,
mm-hmm.
and that can be a real problem where the penis is kind of attached to the scrotum. Very
oh, really?
Closely on the underside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
bad times.
Bad.
And now, when you get an erection, does it lift
it
the scrotum?
It restricts it. Yeah, it lifts
down.
The scrotum, and it
Adam.
Can actually, keep the penis from being fully.
Adam wanted to pack the scrotum and the penis in a vagina. That way, feel a little more.
I would leave the webbing and just tuck them both into a condom.
Right.
You know, like a woman stuffing her bra.
Are there a lot of circumcision mishaps?
Unfortunately, I do. Maybe. When you say a lot, they tend to focus. They come to me. So
does it affect your opinion about circumcision?
It makes me very cautious about who does it.
We got a bunch of drunken moils out there just swinging.
Actually, the moils are the safest.
They do good work.
Yeah, the moils do good work. The guys that you've got to worry about are some of the pediatricians and gynecologists who really aren't aware of some of the subtleties.
Really?
Because let's say your kid is born with what's called a buried penis. In other words, the penis is kind of going into that fat, et cetera.
This is the guy you were talking about in the gym inverted penis.
They called me Cheryl for the first 3 years of my life. They had no idea.
Turtle penis after that.
And they go to do a circumcision on a kid with a buried penis, and it can actually make it worse because when they place the clamp on, they can remove more of the shaft skin than the foreskin, and then you really got a mess.
And I imagine it'd be a fair amount of kids born with that buried penis.
More than is appreciated, sure.
But if you slap them on the ass hard enough, it should pop out.
Well, like,
right?
It would squeeze them, like the head with the...
it bulges. Boom.
Listen, I have a question about female ejaculation. We were starting to talk about that at the break. So you were saying it was controversial.
Right.
In whether or not it's urine or whether it's ejaculate. And what's the prevailing consensus?
I don't know. I mean, you know, some people say...
Has anybody done MRIs?
I am not the expert to talk about that, to be honest. But the stuff, I mean, I kind of skim that stuff every once in a while. And it's like some people say there is and some people say there isn't. And
we get a lot of calls about that. It seems like there's both. That some people have orgasmic incontinence, some people have an ejaculate.
Right.
So. All right. Well, good times. And let me give a little plug for Dr. Alter.
Yeah, give me a plug.
You can reach him on the web at www.altermd.com. So if you want any information, he has a local phone number, but I think the web would be better.
I've been giving the phone number out.
You have?
A lot of people in L.A. would be interested in...
All right. 310-275-5566. A lot of you younger listeners will remember that 66 was a great Bill Burgess number, middle linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles back in the 70s. So that's how you can remember. All right?
And 55 was Hamburger, wasn't it?
Chris Hamburger?
Yeah.
Brett?
Yeah.
You remember Bill Burgess and Chris Hamburger, right?
Yeah.
I think Lambert had 55 too, didn't he?
No.
58, how dare you?
I think he did.
58?
58. I beg your pardon.
Probably.
True. You knew you couldn't be right twice in a row about something in sports, right? Go ahead, Brett. You're 17.
All right, well, I just want to first say that, Dr. Drew, I've, given, so much advice that you have, the night before to girls, you know? And
Drew says take your panties off.
You smoke a little pot there, Brett, don't you?
Well, no, I'm just saying, that it really helped.
No, but, Brett, you smoke a lot of weed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear that laugh. It's diagnostic.
Well, what can I say? Well, I'm actually on probation. I haven't had for 5 months, but...
Right. Well, it has left its residual biological effects on your brain.
It takes a while for it to get out of the fat, in your body.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, what's your question, Brett?
All right. Well, I just wanted to ask Alter if, what made him get into this kind of work? Like, was it a bad date or something, or just, you know, what?
Yeah. What steered you toward the penis removal?
Just lucky, I guess. I mean, what had happened was actually I was a urologist for quite a while, and I just wanted to do something a little more challenging or interesting or whatever.
You started in general surgery, did you?
Well, general surgery, I did a couple years of general surgery, which you have to do to become a urologist.
Oh, okay.
So then I did my urology training, and I actually practiced urology for a while. And for me, it wasn't as fulfilling. I couldn't see doing that the rest of my life. So to stay in medicine, I was always kind of fascinated with the plastic surgeons and the things they can do. To me, it's kind of magical in many respects. And so I saw a certain... I said, well, I'd like to be a plastic surgeon, and I realized that as a urologist and doing a certain amount of penile surgery, et cetera, that there were areas that nobody has ever kind of thought about. There were problems that have not been resolved. Huh. And I figured, well, I could do that, and I can do cosmetic surgery, and here's an opportunity where I can make a mark. So I was, I pretty much midlife reapplied and went back to training with guys that are 10 years younger than me and took orders from guys sometimes that were younger than me.
Probably a lot.
What you learn is you're never too old to go back, and don't listen to other people. when they say don't do it, you're crazy. You got to be true to yourself and do what you have to do.
Well, he had a dream of cutting penises off, and
well,
he
was it,
bold enough to chase that dream,
exactly.
Much to his parents' chagrin. All right,
So I went back and I trained, became a plastic surgeon,
must have felt like you had a head start with all the general surgery that you'd been, real world application of your trade that you've been able to do.
Yeah, I mean the urology, which is a surgical specialty, I combine that with plastic surgery, and I've been able to make some contributions and do some original ideas, and that in itself is very rewarding.
What are the top three urology problems that people would just go see a urologist for?
Urine infections, kidney stones.
What's the other?
Prostatitis that guys have,
right.
Women
prostate
cancer. You can't urinate well enough. You're getting some blockage.
Mostly guys.
So about 80% guys, 20% girls.
Now, why? Because women don't have as many problems down there, or they go see a gynecologist?
Both.
Okay.
Both reasons.
All right. See, I could have done this, Drew. Dave?
Yeah.
You're 28?
Yeah, sure am, man.
I would have been a great doctor, except for I failed biology and driver's ed in the 10th grade.
Both
in the same semester.
Yeah, both important.
And attended and attempted to pass and failed both classes.
Nice.
Thank you. Dave?
Well, your IQ's a high, whopping 91.
Oh, my God, a 91. And I've never taken algebra. Never. I took high school math. Go ahead, Dave. Math. Do you know what it's like when you're in the 12th grade and you're in math? People are like, oh, you got math third period? Yeah, and like, what is it, trig? It's math.
It's arithmetic.
It's just
it's
math.
I mean, seriously, you've never taken algebra?
Never.
He's an idiot.
I went to North Hollywood High.
He's a ceramics major.
I was a ceramics major at North Hollywood High. I don't care. I clogged my head with those ideas. Although, when I went to Valley College and I took a math test, they put me in the advanced algebra class.
Oh, interesting.
And I never took it before. So it was on the test, so somehow I did it.
Logic, yeah.
It just goes to show what retards there are over at the junior college. I never took algebra before I get in the advanced. I guess in junior college, you could technically be in advanced algebra, even if you'd never taken algebra before, if you're just a right-thinking person.
He spoke
right?
English.
Thank you. Dave?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
That's all right, man. Hey, I got a question for Dr. Alter there. Have you ever seen guys with, penises that are kind of curved from one side to the other?
We had a big discussion about that an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah. You're 28. You've had it all your life?
Yeah. I haven't had a complaint yet, but I know there's going to be that one chick
right.
Like, what the hell is that?
Is it going down? Is it going side to side?
Oh, it's going to the left and a little bit down.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, I mean, you have with that other guy called in earlier, you have a congenital curvature of your penis. You were born with it. Differentially, when your penis was developing, one side was bigger than the other, so it's curving towards the smaller side. And
What would you say if it had been an acquired problem, like Peyronie's?
Acquired problem is Peyronie's, and that usually happens,
older.
Older guys, usually, unless you have some penis fracture. I mean, you can fracture. Yeah. Guys got to know this, okay? Got to be careful.
Yeah.
Especially when girls on top. They don't care or they don't know, and you got to protect your penis
because you can
fracture your penis and it can be devastating because what it can lead to if it's
you don't
not,
have to explain why
you just no, say it can
you
lead to
fracturing
curvature.
Your yeah but just you it's, leave it with you can fracture your penis the devastation that's for us we'll make
no
we,
but you
we'll
can
do
get
the
erectile
math.
Dysfunction
you get erection problems and curvatures chronic pain yeah. I mean so you got to be careful especially when the girl's on top so
yeah. The girl comes down lands on a
lands
penis.
On the
no,
penis
I always
or your
I,
penis bends as she's
always
coming
tape
down,
it always tape it up. Always tape it.
Before
even
before
when
event,
I'm at, even
before
when event. I'm beating off, I tape it.
Yeah.
I play it safe.
Yeah. Do you wrap it too? Like
I wrap it. No, I mean if I go out and play hoops, I put the ankle brace on.
On your penis. On your penis.
No,
oh, no,
I'm saying
ankle.
I'm using
your,
an analogy.
Yeah,
even if it's a friendly game of hoops, I put the ankle brace on. I don't want to deal with it. I can't chance it.
Even if I wrap
my hands if I box. Yeah. If I'm just doing a light beat off, always take the time to wrap it. Stretch the junk and wrap it. Even and because I'll tell you what happens. You start off with, I'm just going to scratch my balls. Next thing you know, it's a feverish jack session, and that's when accidents happen.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. And you didn't loosen up properly.
You didn't loosen up. Again, it's like I said, I'm just going down to the corner. What do I need to put the seatbelt on for? Then the UPS truck clips you. That's why I wrap. It's wrap now. That's how I do it. All right. So wait a minute. He wants to know about how to fix his penis.
Okay. Well, to fix it, if you go to a surgeon that's experienced in this.
First of all, let's start with that. How does somebody know that that's what a surgeon's expertise, especially in the days of HMO where they're sent?
Right. Places. You got to ask a lot of questions. You got to ask the doctor how many he's done. If you really want to know whether he knows what he's doing, you ask to talk to some of his patients that he's operated on for curvatures.
What about before and after pictures?
Yes,
well, I have some. But,
you do?
Well,
yeah.
This is the, you take the pie out.
Can you, what's the, can they ethically show, you know, if they don't show the face of the guy?
Yeah, just sure, if you get a release, the patient gives you a release.
Full release, yeah. I understand. There's a little semen choke there.
Yeah, got it.
I'm looking at a picture of Drew Stepman.
I'll show you the curves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's some bad curves.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that can be corrected. There's two ways to correct it. Basically, on congenital curvatures, you correct it the way by shortening the convex side.
Right.
Okay?
So the short side.
You shorten the long side.
Oh, the long side. Yeah. Sorry.
And so therefore, you make it even. Right.
That's the satellite.
That was brutal. Satellite. Go ahead.
You make it even so that when you get an erection, it's going to be straight. Now, on a Peyronie's disease, which is an acquired with scar tissue, you may oftentimes do it that way, but sometimes when the curve is really, really severe, then you have to lengthen the convex side.
Nice.
Okay?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, there you go. So, and by doing that, it's a much more complicated operation because you have to add tissue to fill the space up.
And it's going to always look like you got hit with at least a BB gun or something.
No,
right?
Because the skin doesn't show any scars.
Skin doesn't show any.
The shaft itself may not be as smooth as a normal penis.
All right. Well, they can get over that.
Yeah.
Plus, it'll be ribbed for her pleasure. All right, let's keep a rocking here, Drew. You want to
one quick question? If you get calcifications in the vein, the superficial veins of the penis, do they need to come out?
No.
They don't need to come out. Because this looks like that's what the procedure is here? Or are those calcified plaques?
It's a calcified plaque.
Okay.
No,
right.
Drew. Was it during the commercial break?
Right. Oh, yeah, I guess we're during the. This thing's on?
All right. Cammy?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Cammy.
Do you know, when I'm in charge, anyone named Cammy will be slated for sterilization, along with the male Jessies. Female Jessies, I'm fine with. Male Jessies, criminals. You hear me?
All right,
Cammy.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
You guys were talking about it earlier about how guys can get a vagina, right? How females can get a penis.
That's what we were talking about.
That's possible, right?
We were talking about that. Yes, we talked about it in great detail.
Yeah, but the females oftentimes don't want the penis. That's why they don't like penises. That's why they're in has to do with sort of the mental position they're in the first place.
But they get enough of a clitoral enlargement that they're okay with.
Yeah, if they go that route. Yeah, because they get on hormones.
Do they occasionally ask for the vagina to be sewn up or
to be removed? Yes.
What's that?
Is it fully functional and stuff?
The penis?
Yeah.
You mean if you're making a penis? Well, let me put it to you this way, okay? If you take the clitoris and you're making it larger, the answer is you'll get an erection, okay? Because it's the same thing. It's just smaller penis, and you'll have orgasms.
But what if you
orgasms, but nothing will. You'll have no ejaculate.
Nothing will come out. Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
If you make a penis out of the arm, it's obviously not the same tissues as a normal penis.
Right.
So it's not going to fill up with blood and get hard.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is at a later stage, after sensation has come into that.
You hook the clitoral nerves up to it and it goes out to the periphery.
Then you can come back and put a penile implant in, which is a prosthesis that gets the penis hard and then subsequently can have erections.
At a certain point, you kill yourself. You hope you're reincarnated as a dude. You just roll those dice again. I mean, isn't that just easier?
Well, you have to appreciate what these people will go through.
You have to appreciate it too, like guys who, you know, jump off of 70-story buildings to end their lives and that kind of stuff. It's the same sort of appreciation. It's sort of just sort of retarded psychoses that is misplaced.
No, you don't appreciate it. I am here to be an advocate and a stand-up for the transsexual patients that really have a true problem, and that people have to understand what they go through and not look at them as being, you know, freaks.
I look at them as horribly troubled people.
Horribly troubled.
Yes. Horribly troubled,
right.
Yes. But then that's where we stop. I think they need help. Because, look, 3/4 of them were molested or had something horrible done to them. But maybe not 3/4. 7/8. 7/8 to 1,000%. Somewhere between 7/8 and 1,000%. It is. It absolutely is.
It's not true.
The overwhelming majority of them were victimized in some way, shape, or form. Please, of course they were.
No.
Please. If you look into it, you'll find that out.
Well, I will look into it, actually.
Tell Dr. Alter I'm always right, even though I'm a layperson.
Oh, it's your show. That's right.
But he has uncanny instincts about these things. But be that as it may, the other thing I've noticed, the transsexuals I've dealt with, at least the male to female, were always very angry. And, you know, angry of a lot of things. Just they seem angry and defensive. And my thing is, nobody really cares. No one cares. They go do whatever they want. You know, why bring that on them? You know what I mean?
Well, you'd be angry if you thought you were trapped inside the wrong body, wouldn't you?
You know, I deal with many male to females, and I don't get that.
You haven't had that experience.
I don't get that, no.
Okay. Well, sure. They're not gonna get into it with you because, you know, you're their savior. You're God. You're playing God, man. I like when they accuse doctors of playing God. Where do you come down on the selling of organs?
That's
where you draw the line. Are you high? Come on, you're into selling organs, right? I mean, you'd be down with that if it was legal, right?
I'd be down. You mean against it?
No, you'd be for it. Oh, please. Spends every waking hour cutting off penises, but he doesn't want some little boy to get a new liver or a new kidney because instead you're going to put him on the back of some donor list, have him die waiting? Please. True, am I right?
We'll make your point that you made last night, which was viable, but that everything else in healthcare is very much dependent on what you can buy.
Sure. What's the problem? Why are people against the selling of organs?
You know, getting on the whole bioethical issues. Certain organs, I mean, they are for sale in certain countries.
I know.
You know, and not in this country.
No.
There's something intrinsically that, I mean, you give your organ, fine.
Right.
But it's just something that rubs people in terms of selling, of it being so monetarily based.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone gets freaked out by that, but it's really, if you really just take this country, it all just sort of breaks down to what are you going to do for a buck? They do this it's like prostitution's illegal, but you can have some illegal down on his knees scrubbing your hubcaps for $6 an hour all day long in the hot sun, and we're perfectly fine with that. I just think...
You don't like the inconsistencies in our system.
I don't like... As long as everything's for sale, let's just make everything for sale. And I agree. You can go to other countries and get mostly kidneys, I guess.
Kidneys, yes, because that's not permanently going to cause you a problem.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
All right. Let's take a little break. Dr. Alter here, he is there's only 5 board-certified urologists and plastic surgeons in the United States, and Dr. Alter is not one. No, he's one of them. There's 4 other guys, but I guarantee they're not getting into the penis kind of work that Dr. Alter's into. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Alter is in our studio tonight. Now you read his resume and you think you're going to get a guy with a crazy nationality and just that 1,000-yard stare in his eye, but only one eye. The other one's fixed on your crotch. He wants to remove it so he can eat it later. But it, as it turns out, he's just a regular guy, smart guy, urologist, a doctor, plastic surgeon. So he can answer your questions. Questions like Chris over here has got the man boobs, who's 22. Chris?
Yes, sir.
You got the man boobs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so beside losing weight, which an exercise and all that kind of stuff, you can still have some man boobs. How about that procedure? Do you do that one, Doc?
Yes, I do.
How much?
Well, people, quite a bit, actually.
People,
but
money-wise?
The question is whether, you know, there's different causes. Mm-hmm. Is if he's slender and he's just got, like, tender, hard nipples or little breast areas, then that's different than the guy who's overweight and has primarily fat. Mm-hmm. What you do to remove it is, if it's just a little glandular tissue, like a breast tissue, you make a little incision around the, you know, the nipple area, mm-hmm. and you excise it. Mm-hmm. If it's fatty tissue, then you can liposuction mm-hmm. it and remove a lot of it that way, and the skin will tend to shrink down. And if there is also some glandular tissue, too, then you might also have to make a little incision around a nipple area and cut it out. So you may have to do a combination. But I'll tell you, it's a great operation because, I mean, my gosh, you know, you got breasts and you're a guy mm-hmm. and you're self-conscious. You don't want to take your shirt off. It's a terrific operation.
Do you have to lipo the whole area?
You contour it.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you know, that's where the art of the surgery comes in. You want to make sure that everything is pretty much blended.
Mm. Hey, Chris?
Yes, sir?
You're calling from Alaska. I know it's a haven for plastic surgeons up there. Most of the good ones end up in Alaska. Riverside in Alaska. It's probably split up now. Are you a big guy?
In the military.
Uh-oh.
How much do you weigh?
150.
So 150.
A slender guy.
Well, I'm sure, you know, there's plastic surgeons in the military, and they can take care of it for you.
Yeah,
if it's
maybe
one side as opposed to both, is there any other concerns?
If it's one side, you have to worry about potential. One side, worry about cancer. You know, if it's both, you also have to make sure that, and it's glandular tissue, you have to make sure it's not a hormonal problem.
And by the way, this is
that kind of thing. Or
what pituitary prolactinoma. Yeah,
this is one of those things that
testicle tumor.
Again, okay. like the small calves or big calves or nice chest or man boobs, you just kind of have them pretty much. I mean, unless you're a fat guy, some guys get them, some guys don't. And if you get them, you pretty much got to get rid of them. Right? I mean, what would you do?
A lot of adolescent boys, as they're going through puberty, will get it temporarily in one or both breasts. So.
And we see that exaggerated when they smoke a lot of pot, too. It gets worse.
Pot can do it.
And then it goes away.
Alcoholism can do it.
The estrogen levels go way up. That's why your penis shrinks, too.
With the alcohol? Does alcohol send your estrogen level up?
Yeah.
It reminds me of another question. Can the penis change size based on circulating testosterone levels? In other words, and I mean natural endogenous circulating testosterone.
We
get occasional calls, people saying, you know, I was suddenly sexually active with my girlfriend. I'd been doing nothing for a long time, and something changed. Is that for real, or is that just an perception?
I don't think it's for real. I think once you got your size and you've gone through puberty, that's pretty much it.
True. Is there a drink I can make with testosterone so I can keep my beloved booze going, you know what I mean?
And compensate for the elevated estrogen levels circulating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd call it's like, I don't know, like a boiler maker, but I don't know, man maker or something like that. It's like I take my Stoli vodka and just put a shot of testosterone or testosterone floater in it or something and shoot it. Like, can we work something out? I don't like this whole estrogen thing with the booze. Why is booze got to be so bad? Why can it be so good? How can something so good be so bad? Why?
That's all the pot addicts ask me, too.
Josh?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I actually just wanted to ask Dr. Alter a question. If is gender reassignment surgery considered a viable treatment to gender identity issues?
Well, yes. I mean, gender identity pretty much means you're transsexual or whatever if you really feel that you're trapped in the wrong sex.
Well, right, but back to what Adam was saying, I mean, I don't understand why therapy wouldn't be a viable treatment.
Well, therapy basically may be in somebody who has issues of whether or not they really are transgender or not. That's one reason why it's mandatory for a patient to have therapy for at least a year.
Yeah, it's funny.
To determine really whether or not, you know, gender surgery is the right thing for you or not.
It doesn't seem like they ever turn people back, though.
They do.
You just don't hear about it.
Could be.
It's funny. I don't mind hearing my own long-winded points and arguments, but when I hear someone else doing it, it's like, please, leave the guy alone. Come on, cut the guy some slack, buddy. He's doing a radio show here.
Nobody wants to hear it!
You can say exactly what I said.
And then, by the way, in a much kinder tone of voice.
I know, and it's like, hey, don't pick on the guy. He's come in. He was nice enough to come in as a guest in our program. I'm not going to have you. I'm not going to put him on hold, Gerard. I won't have him snipe at the guest.
I didn't think he was sniping.
How dare you? All decide when there's sniping being done, and Josh is a first-rate sniper. All right, let me ask this. When you go for a serious... First off, what are these cysts I have in my hand here?
Oh,
by the way,
it's Dupuytren's contracture.
Yeah. Those are not cysts.
Those are scars.
Those are scar tissue that forms in your hand.
Your hand's gonna end up like this,
pulling down like.
Yeah,
like
it can eventually. You don't operate unless.
What about this knuckle that seems to have a hump in it? What's that? Can we do something about that? What's going on? It's hard as a rock.
You got a little cyst on his knuckle.
Why is it so hard? How can it be so hard? Feel that knuckle. Feel that knuckle.
It's a nice knuckle you got.
How can it be a cyst when it's such rock hard?
I think you need an
extra bone in there.
Right. Well, maybe. It may be a bone.
Through. Come on.
Could be callous. You could from his boxing
with it. Could be callous?
Yeah, you do a lot of boxing? Yeah.
I do. I think maybe it's it.
You know, like,
it's too hard.
You know, like surfers get knots on their knees?
Yeah.
It could be the same type of thing.
That's from blowing guys.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
That's what you got in your knees, yes.
How dare you. All right, so here's my question. Oh, yeah, I was using my hand as an example before I get launched.
Going, hey, what's this?
Start staring at
I got some news for you. You know, there's an association with Peyronie's disease and Dupuytren's.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Good times.
I don't want to worry you too much, Adam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me...
And he does traumatize his penis regularly.
Yeah, well,
but I tell you, tape.
That's right.
Always
tape.
There you go. That's
okay, and the balls for good measure. Here's the thing. If you're going to do that penis rebuilding, and you're going to use the prosthetic penis that is wrapped in the flesh and the whole thing, and I've seen the pictures in the book where you take the arm apart. I mean, it's like it really looks like a scene out of one of those bad 70s movies where the robot, got the fembot, the arm opens up, looks almost hollow inside. How do you then rebuild the arm?
Well, you don't take any of the muscle of the arm.
You take the skin.
Is you cover it with a skin graft.
Where do you get the skin then?
The skin from the groin or the thigh or something, and you use that to cover it up.
I just go on. Now, when you do
it's
a skin
pretty
graft.
It's deforming of the arm. No question.
It is.
Yeah,
no question.
No question.
Shotgun wound.
Oh, really? Yeah. That penis was hit with a shotgun?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Dear Lord. See, there's still one shell left for your head. I don't understand why you're in the doctor's office. But, oh, my God. So now what about when they do a skin graft?
Right.
If they take a skin graft off your thigh, will it always be able to find the spot?
There's a scar. It heals up. But what you're doing is you're taking the top layer of the skin.
Right.
And it's replaced by other skin, but it's scar.
Okay.
So you can
How about it. Too big? Penis is too big.
Yeah, what about that?
Oh, anything to be that
too big?
Yeah,
in other words, a guy that says his penis is too big. I usually just kind of think those guys are.
We got a lot of women
kidding around.
We got a lot of women calling that. That's just that.
It's a problem.
Yeah,
yeah.
They never.
But there's
never
a surgical approach for that.
I can think in my mind a way to make them smaller, but I don't know of anybody that's done
it. I'll tell you, dude, show them the pictures in this book, the grenades that have gone on in the underpants. They've gone off. Yeah. You see what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah. Yeah.
Show them this picture here. Basically, it looks like a trout has been gutted or something. I don't even know what this is. That will shrink the penis.
That's one of the operations to make the clitoris longer. Those are testicle implants that you put in.
Steve, come on.
Hi.
Look, you're 21?
Yeah. I got a question for Dr. Alder.
Hold on one second. You stretch the clitoris
out the clitoris.
You call it the clitoris.
Right.
My grandmother.
Well, clitoris is fine.
My grandma and I got a huge
tomato, whatever.
So his you stretch. Yelling at him about this.
Yeah. Said it, actually, 84. She did say it was pronounced clitoris, like you said. But anyway, you stretch the clitoris out, then you put in the fake nuts underneath.
Right.
You create a sack.
Right.
Right. And now it looks like you just your guy with a small penis.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. My question is, my vas deferens on my right, or sorry, on my left testicle is like really enlarged. It's almost the size of one of the testicles.
I love our callers. How does he know it's the vas deferens?
It's not your vas deferens.
It's veins, probably,
yeah,
right?
It's a varicosal problem.
Yeah.
It's not the vas deferens, the connection between them?
Yeah, the cord that goes between
No, that's not what you have.
And the body.
Yeah, that's not what's enlarged.
Even Drew knows that.
But the spermatic cord could be enlarged,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the spermatic cord includes veins and the vas deferens and arteries, et cetera. And it's probably your left side that's larger.
And that's sort of the one thing that I, you know, as internal
so
side,
what
I
it is,
about
is
tumors and, you know, something.
Yeah, I was worried that it might be like cancer or a tumor or something.
Well, so, I mean, you got to go to a doctor to let them check it out. But if it's soft and it's not the testicle itself, then the odds are it's just dilated blood vessels, dilated veins, and that's called a varicocele.
All right. Hey, but good times. Dr. Alter is here tonight. You can go on to his website at www.altermd.com. He's going to be with us for the remainder of the evening. They go on the website. The phone number's on the website.
All right.
And people around the country would be more apt to go on the website, get the phone number there. He is a urologist and a plastic surgeon, and we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Thrice will be in here tomorrow night. The rock and roll band, I bet, Drew.
Bet you're right. We've had them before. I swear to God we have.
That's what I think, too. Ann says no, and so does Anderson. Hmm. So we'll just go with that. But tomorrow night, let's make sure and pretend like we've had him in here. So
and you're going to make sure I get out of Kimmel's chair early enough to get over here.
Drew is doing Jimmy Kimmel's show tomorrow night. I'm co-hosting all week. And so it does present a problem because Drew's been covering for me while I hustle across town to be with my beloved radio audience. So tomorrow night, we got to get you out of there.
Setting up your Zephyr over there.
Yeah, to do radio from over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a big pain in the
That's
ass.
That's what I thought. To put good guests here. And
get you out of there by, you know, it was funny, though, when I threw that tantrum at Westwood One where I was too hot, and then I found out that the thermostat was locked up under one of those, sneeze guards.
Yeah, you jumped on the counter and kicked it off the wall.
I kicked it off the wall, and then the following morning I realized that I needed a tech guy from Westwood One to come to my house to set up my Zephyr so I could be on Stern the next morning. And it was like, the thermostat. Yeah. Sorry about that. Well, I need you to come by the house ASAP. It's like, it was really horrible when I realized after I got home that I needed to call those guys in the morning and have them come over to my house. And you know what? Gosh darn it, they didn't bring up the thermostat almost immediately.
Yeah, they brought it up with me, though, later that day.
Fantastic.
They call it effortful control by attention, the ability to make rational choices with behavioral impulses.
I was sweating out of my eyes, and it had been my eighth year of drowning in my own sweat in that hellhole known as Westwood One. I had an ass full of that place, and I had to take it out in the form of
karate. We are now here.
That's right. And aren't you happy?
Yeah, that's better.
Thank you. Dr. Alter's happy, too. Five people in all of the United States that are urologists and plastic surgeons, and Dr. Alter's one of them. He's here tonight. Travis?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
You have a curved penis?
I do, and I'm just wondering if it's genetics or if it's just the way they circumcised me when I was real young.
The odds are it's congenital.
At 21.
In other words, it's genetic. It is possible if the skin is really shortened on one side that can potentially cause some curvature, but the odds are it's probably the way you were born.
Who should you get? I mean, if you just cranked out a young son and you want to get the kid circumcised, what should you do? You got to look around.
Moils are very good. Most of the Moils are very good, but I have seen problems by Moils, too.
Sure.
And
It's somewhat scary.
Isn't it
a real simple procedure now?
It is. If it's done right, it's very simple, you know. And gosh, I wish, you know, people ask me that question. And certainly, I don't even know how to answer it. I mean, I know a couple guys in this. I don't do newborn circs. I know a couple guys in this town that if I had a son, I'd trust them to do it. But I don't know what to tell people who live, you know.
Newborn circumcisions is too pedestrian for you. I mean, Drew could do that.
There's a real art to it, and that's why you get into problems. You know, the people that take it casually.
You don't want the dirtiest gloves with those newborn circs. You know what I'm saying, Drew? Let the nurses and the Moyles handle that. Give you the guys with the serious problems, right? The peronies, the general reassignment, the marriages, the embedded penises. So, yeah, I agree with that. That's what you call chicken ass. John?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes, sir. Adam? Let's see here. And yeah. Anyways. I have a question.
Were you just waking up from a stupor? What's the deal, John?
No, I just got caught up in listening to you guys.
Okay.
And I've watched you for, God, 2, 3, 4 years, something like that.
All right, buddy. What's your question?
Yeah. Irregular thickness. And the thing of it is that...
You mean like an hourglass deformity?
Yeah, yeah.
So it goes narrower in the shaft.
Exactly. Okay. Like, when I'm erect, it's, I'm about 6 inches, but like at the very head, about an inch from the head, it's kind of narrow. And then like in the middle of the penis, it's a little bit thicker. And when you get down to the base, it kind of like narrows out again.
Huh. I wondered how does it narrow out? You mean narrows in, right?
Two narrowings.
Yeah. Wow. Have you ever had trauma?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible that you got Peyronie's disease or had some kind of trauma.
Does that do that too? I mean,
it can be an hourglass type deformity.
And what do you do to correct that?
Well, I mean, it's possible if it's real bad, you have to make incisions and add some lining for around the erection chambers.
Right, and are those the two caverns that fill up with blood?
Yeah. Well, the way you get an erection is there's two compartments that fill up with blood, but they're interconnected. And so to get an erection, the blood goes in, it stretches this firm tissue called the tunica, you get hard. If you have a shortage of one side, like one of the chambers is less, it curves towards the side that's less.
Right.
If you have scarring of the tunica,
right,
where it doesn't expand due to scarring, right, then... you get an erection, and it won't. You'll get an hourglass. In other words, the part that's restricted is not going to be indented.
I mean, it's sort of be like an inner tube with a piece of tape wrapped around it, in a couple places or something, or like when a tire gets that bulge.
It's the balloons.
Right.
The
clown with the balloons. Better. Think of the clown and the balloons.
So to correct him, basically, he needs to be examined by someone who knows. Sees a lot of that and determine whether surgery would help him or not.
Should he take vitamin E in the meantime?
Well, yeah, take vitamin E. I would take about 1,000 units of vitamin E a day. If this is if this has not been a problem for long, it's possible you got about a 1/3 chance of it getting better on its own.
Without
vitamin E, without vitamin E.
How would it get better on
its own? Because if it's an acute scarring problem, then your body, what will happen is all scars go through a period of softening, resolution, etc. So it's still going through a remodeling stage, as Dr. Drew said.
What about, you don't think much about the new erection pills that are coming out, the Viagra's Plus, and there's three coming, right?
It works.
What, Levitra?
Is there anything about those we should be, any issues pertinent to any of them that are unique or...
Well, they all act slightly different, different pathways. Some are a little more long acting. Some act quicker than the others. Very effective. I mean, I years ago when they said they were coming up with a pill that's going to give you an erection, it's like, yeah, right.
Right.
Okay. Huh. You know, you think about it. I mean, just think about this all through history.
Right.
That's why the rhinoceros is going extinct because the Chinese think that the rhinoceros horn is going to get you a better erection.
We can't judge.
We can't judge.
We can't judge.
All cultures are great.
So now, all cultures
are great. Even the wacky Asians that are killing all the sharks and getting this bear pancreas and all. But we cannot judge. We can't judge.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So here,
making the rhinos extinct because they need their horn. Can't judge.
Throughout history, every man has been looking for a drug to help him get an erection. During our lifetime, we have been lucky enough to be born when this happens.
Okay. Yeah, but my dork works fine, so I'm cursed.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm cursed. You understand? I cannot utilize the technology.
You can still utilize
it. No, it's cursed. Let's face it, I'm cursed. You understand? I'm being mocked by technology and the time that I was born. If you look at the Earth's calendar, I was born in just one split second.
Not even a second.
And it happened to be the time
when
Viagra was saying, penis works fine.
It's a waste, right?
Yeah, I got no problem with that. I sweat like a pig, and there's nothing anyone can do about that. But the penis works great. Hump all night. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's great. I feel bad for any animal that any whacked out Asian cultures decide it's going to give them a boner, because that's it.
They're gone.
Yeah. Them and between that and the shark fin soup. The animals of the world are really doing a great job. And let's just go ahead and attack the Asians for this. Can we please? Let's just start admitting that certain cultures are a little more effed up than others. They do well in certain things, and then they're a little effed up in the other things. And pulling the sharks out of the water, whacking the fin off, and then throwing the shark back in the water to die, not a great cultural thing.
Unacceptable.
Genital mutilation, not a great thing. Hunting the rhinos down and the bear paws and all that crazy stuff. But can't judge. So. That's the point. As we cannot. Everything's good. Everything's the same.
We only have 30 seconds.
We can't judge. 30 seconds, Drew?
We can't judge.
No judging.
No judging.
Middle East?
20 seconds.
And then blowing each other up every 10 seconds? Can't judge. Cannot judge. It's a great people.
Quick question.
No, it's not the people. You understand it's not the people, Drew?
It's not the people.
It's not the culture.
Diego,
we cannot judge.
Diego, real quick.
Beautiful people.
Diego.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, Dr. Alter had said something about the fact that penis reduction didn't seem legitimate, but...
I didn't say that.
Go ahead, ask your question, though.
I mean, I'm only 6 inches in length, but I do have considerable girth, which I'm not complaining about, but certainly has distressed some of my partners, women.
Some of your buddies.
And... I was wondering if I ever hooked up with a woman was looking to get married, would there be a solution that we could explore?
Surgical.
Stretching her out, right?
The first thing I'd do would be to stretch her out.
Really?
Have her use dilators before I start monkeying around with this penis.
Right. Okay. That's easy.
There you go.
Don't have to cut any skin. Where do you get those dilators?
Gynecologist can get it for you.
The acrylic?
Okay. Or, a lot of... After a surgery, transsexuals use them to dilate their vaginas. You can get the same dilators.
I got a set in the car, Drew.
There you go.
In case it snows. Oh, wait, that's a chance. All right, we'll take a quick break. And again, I can't judge. Well, everybody, that's the show. I want to thank Dr. Gary Alter for coming in here and tell you that if you want to find out some information... Man, anything that's in your underpants can be answered by Dr. Alter at www.altermd.com. It was nice to meet you.
My pleasure.
I was disappointed when he wasn't some crazed Indian, but God bless him. Speaks perfect English, and he's lucid. I thought we were going to lock antlers, but as it turns out, we're now going to continue our love affair off the air. Mm. Drew, you're out.
Should be interesting.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass. All right, so Dr. Alter, thank you, and we'll have you back. We'll do it a little more regularly, and we'll make a little segment out of it,
because
there's more questions than we could get to
tonight.
Didn't even
get to the keister.
Oh, he does keister work.
Well, you should know something about it.
All right. All right, Drew. Do not put keisters in Dr. Alter's mouth, please. We'll take an extendo 22-hour break. Back with Thrice tomorrow night. Until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Wet like a pig, and there's nothing anyone can do about that, but the penis works great.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.